Welcome to the Axon Africa audio recording. This session was recorded during an Axon 8 conference in Libreville, Gabon in May 2013. The speaker is Dr. Denny Miller. The message is what it means to be truly Pentecostal. The translation is in French. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the teaching. We would love to hear your comments. You can email us at axonafrica@agmd.org.
I want to talk to you this morning on the subject, what does it mean to be truly Pentecostal?
Je veux vous parler sur le thème biblique, qu'attendons-nous par être pentecôtistes?
I believe you know that the Gabon Assemblies of God is a Pentecostal church.
Je crois que vous connaissez l'église, l'Assemblée de Dieu du Gabon et l'église pentecôtiste.
I think you even have Pentecostal in your name.
Et je pense que dans vos noms, vous avez le mot pentecôtiste.
But I want us to think a little bit more than maybe we have thought in the past about this subject.
Mais je voudrais que nous rappelons un peu sur la Pentecôte, ce que nous avons fait, l'expérience que nous avons vécue auparavant.
Now, if I were to ask you this question today,
si je vous pose cette question aujourd'hui,
what makes your church a Pentecostal church?
Qu'est-ce qui fait de votre église l'église pentecôtiste?
How would you answer that question?
Comment pouvez-vous répondre à cette question?
Well, let me tell you what I've discovered.
Que je vous explique ce que j'ai découvert.
That all over Africa,
partout en Afrique,
and all over America,
partout aux États-Unis,
people will give different answers of what it means to be Pentecostal.
Les gens vont donner vraiment différentes définitions.
And so I want to address that issue.
Je vais vous expliquer.
And I've thought a lot about this subject.
J'ai vraiment étudié sur ce thème.
In fact, even right now, I am writing a book on this subject.
Et même maintenant, je suis en train d'écrire un livre sur ce thème.
On what does it really mean for a person to be Pentecostal?
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire d'être pentecôtiste?
Now, when I talk about this,
quand je parle de ça,
I must ask myself this question.
Je dois me poser cette question.
Where will I go for an authority?
Où est-ce que j'irai pour l'autorité?
What will be my authority to decide whether my Pentecostalism is really true Pentecostalism?
À quelle autorité j'irai pour que ma Pentecôtiste soit vraiment la Pentecôtiste?
And it is my belief that my authority should be the Word of God.
Et mon autorité doit être la parole de Dieu.
And more specifically,
et spécifiquement,
when I'm trying to decide what it means to be Pentecostal,
quand j'essaie de définir ce que c'est la Pentecôte,
I go to the book of Acts.
Je vais aller dans le livre des Actes.
Because it was the book of Acts that caused the birth of the Pentecostal movement.
Parce que c'est dans le livre des Actes que c'est celui qui nous aide à définir la Pentecôte.
About 100 years ago,
il y a plus de 100 ans,
there were certain Christians,
il y avait certains chrétiens,
in several parts of the world, that began to seek God with a new fervor. During those years, the Protestant church looked at the book of Acts in a certain way. Those in the historic Protestant churches, you know, such as the Anglican Church, such as the Presbyterian Church, and such as the Baptist churches. Well, they looked at the book of Acts in a certain way. They said the book of Acts is a good history of about of how God used to work. When we read the book of Acts, we see how the church was in those days. But certain people began to read the book of Acts with new eyes. They said the book of Acts is not just how the church once was in the past. But we believe the book of Acts is a model of how the church should be until Jesus comes again. And they began to ask certain questions. They said, why cannot we have the same experiences that people had in the book of Acts? And why can't people have the same success as did the church in the book of Acts? Out of that quest, out of that search, the Pentecostal church was born. And God began to pour out His Spirit. But many, many years have gone by since that original outpouring about 100 years ago. And Pentecostalism has become very diverse. There's many versions of Pentecostalism in the world today. When you say, I'm Pentecostal, you could mean many things. It's according to which church you belong to. There are many, many people who call themselves Pentecostals. But if you were to ask them what Pentecostal means, they would give you many different answers. But this is what I found. That same statement would be true in the Assemblies of God. In the Assemblies of God across Africa, in the Assemblies of God around the world. So there are many, many ideas of what it means to be Pentecostal in the world today. Let me share with you some of those ideas. There are some Pentecostals that I call personal blessing Pentecostals. Some people believe that being Pentecostal is about being blessed by God. If you want to be more blessed, then become a Pentecostal. And when we're talking to people in other churches, we say you get more blessings in the Pentecostal church than you get in your church. Therefore, for me to be Pentecostal is to open myself up for more blessings from God. Some talk about spiritual blessings. You can feel the presence of God more in my church. Some talk about financial blessings. To be Pentecostal means you can be more blessed financially. And so some people, when they think of being Pentecostal, they think of a place where you can go and get more blessings from God. Now, I believe that Pentecostal people are more blessed. But I do not believe that is what it means to be Pentecostal. Another kind of Pentecostals, I call backward-looking Pentecostals. They think to be Pentecostal, but to be truly Pentecostal, that we must go back 30 or 40 or 50 years. And we must be like the church was back then. We must dress the same way. We must look the same way. We must sing the same songs. And if somehow we could go back and sing those same old songs, and everybody would look the same, that we would be truly Pentecostal. Pentecostal again. Now, I believe there is something true about that. Those who started the Pentecostal movement, God really used those people. And they did some things right. And we owe a great gratitude to those people. But I do not think we will find authentic Pentecostalism by going backwards 50 years. We will find authentic Pentecostalism by going back 2,000 years to the day of Pentecost, and we will find it. A third vision of Pentecostalism is what I call praise and worship Pentecostals.
C'est ce que j'appelle la louange et l'adoration, la Pentecôte, louange et l'adoration.
These people think that being truly Pentecostal is about the way we sing and praise the Lord.
Ils sont vraiment la manière, ils veulent voir la manière dont nous louons Dieu.
Why is your church a Pentecostal church?
Pourquoi est-ce que vous, les Pentecôtistes?
Because we worship God in a different way.
Nous adorons Dieu de différentes manières.
Some define Pentecostalism.
Certains définissent la Pentecôte.
By the style of music.
Par leur système, leur musique, le type de musique.
Or I'm Pentecostal because I raise my hands in church.
C'est parce que je lève mes mains à l'église.
When I come to church, I raise my hands.
Quand je viens à l'église, je lève les mains.
You know, in America,
vous savez, aux États-Unis,
I pastored for 22 years.
J'étais pasteur pendant 22 ans.
But I remember in the town where I was pastoring,
je me souviens dans le pays où j'étais pasteur,
one day one of my members came to me.
Un jour, mes membres sont venus vers
moi. And they said, Pastor,
ils disent, pasteur,
have you heard that the large Baptist church in town has become Pentecostal?
Est-ce que tu crois que l'église, là où j'étais pasteur, ils sont devenus des Pentecôtistes?
I said, they've become Pentecostal.
Je dis, ils sont devenus Pentecôtistes.
I said, how do you know?
Je dis, comment tu sais?
He said, someone told me that they are clapping their hands when they sing.
Quelqu'un m'a dit que ils acclament et ils chantent.
So he thought, clapping your hands when you sing is what makes you Pentecostal.
Ils acclament les mains et ils chantent, c'est pas ce qui leur fait des Pentecôtistes.
Well, I thank God that they were clapping their hands when they were singing.
Et je remercie le Seigneur parce qu'ils chantent et ils acclament.
But does clapping our hands and falling down make us Pentecostal?
Mais acclamer et tomber, c'est pas ce qui fait de nous des Pentecôtistes.
We are a Pentecostal church.
Nous sommes l'église Pentecôtiste.
We clap our hands and we fall down. Hallelujah.
Acclamons les mains et nous tombons.
Well, I believe in clapping our hands.
Oui, je crois.
And I believe sometimes we fall under the power of the Spirit. But is that what makes a church truly Pentecostal? If clapping your hands and falling down makes you Pentecostal, then the people who attend the football game are all Pentecostal. Because they clap their hands and sometimes they drink so much they fall down. So it's more than that, I think.
Moi, je pense que c'est plus que ça.
Well, there's another kind I want to talk about briefly.
Il y a aussi d'autres types de Pentecôtistes.
I call these people domesticated Pentecostals.
Les Pentecôtistes appauvrisés.
Let me explain what I mean by this. Do you know what a domesticated animal is? That is a wild animal that has been tamed and has become a pet. I once saw on television a little boy He had a chain in his hand, a small chain. And the chain was around the neck of a lion. And the little boy was leading the lion around by the chain. And that lion had become domesticated. I thought that maybe the lion would open its mouth and it would go mew, mew. It had become domesticated. Many of our Pentecostal churches, especially in the West where I am from, have become domesticated. And we have some pastors that are working very hard to ensure that their churches remain domesticated. They do not want any speaking in tongues in their churches. They don't want anybody doing anything out of the ordinary in their churches. Spiritual gifts will take place in the room in the back. Well, there are such people. There is another kind of Pentecostalism. I call it spectator Pentecostalism. Spectator Pentecostalism is where you have one or two great men of God, and the rest of the people are spectators. And the great man of God will operate in all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And your only job is to watch him and to give in the offering. And so Pentecostalism has become a spectator sport. And so the great men of God will get on television, and all of us will watch them, and they will perform the works of God for us. I once heard someone describe a football game. And this is how he described the football game.
C'est comme ça qu'il décrit le jeu de football.
He said, the football game is 22 men
il dit, il y a 22 hommes dans l'équipe
who desperately need rest, being watched by 30,000 people
ils sont regardés par 30 000 personnes
who desperately need to exercise.
Et qui sont vraiment, qui ont besoin d'exercice.
And that describes many Pentecostal churches today. But that is not the way we read about Pentecostalism in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, the Bible says that everybody participates. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. On your sons and on your daughters. Your sons will prophesy. Your daughters will prophesy. And in those days will I pour out my Spirit. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. That does not mean old men are dreamers and young men are visionaries.
C'est pas ce qu'appelle les ceux-là qui font des songes et des jeunes.
Visions and dreams are the works of prophets. That's what prophets do. They have visions and dreams.
Les visions, les rêves, ce sont les choses que les prophètes font. Ça,
what Joel was saying is all of my people will be prophets.
Mais Dieu dit que tout mon peuple sera prophète.
Even your handmaids and your maidens, I will pour out my Spirit even on your house workers.
Même vos servantes,
And they will all be prophets. I will fill all of my people with the Spirit. And all of my people will participate in my mission. Pastor, your and my job is to see all of our people filled with the Spirit and participating in the mission of God. But some of us have created a spectator sport in our churches. I will do it all. And you will watch me and put money in the offering, and I will do the rest. But that's not true Pentecostalism. And then there are what I call post-Pentecostals. You know that phrase, post. Do you know what it means? It means in the past. It means once was but is no more. And there are a growing number of people that are saying, I don't want to be Pentecostal anymore. I don't know if you're seeing that in Gabon or not. But around the world, this is especially among the youth, they're saying, I don't want to be called Pentecostal. I am ashamed of what I see on television. I am ashamed of all that is going on in the name of Pentecostal. I have a book that I read. It's in my library. It is entitled Post-Charismatic. And this is what the man says in his book. He said, I still believe in God. I am still born again. I still speak in tongues. I still believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But I no longer want to be associated with the Pentecostal movement. Because I'm ashamed of all that goes on in the name of being Pentecostal. And let me tell you what, Pastor Friend. We need to look at the way we're doing things. We need to become authentic. We need to become real in the way we do things. Our young people are looking for true Pentecostalism. And they will, and many of them will come and be with us. But many of them will go away. I'm thinking of an Assemblies of God church in Africa. I'm talking about a national church. Many of its young people are leaving and going to other churches. And I talk with the general superintendent. And he says to me, these young people are being disloyal. They should be loyal. But then I talk to the young people. And they say, we're looking for reality. We're looking for a real move of the Holy Spirit. And we're not finding it in our own church. I'm not telling you who is right and who is wrong. I'm just telling you that such things exist in the Pentecostal movement today. And one more kind of Pentecostalism. And I call this authentic Pentecostalism. What does it mean to be truly Pentecostal? Now, in the rest of this lesson, I'm going to try to tell you what I think it means to be truly Pentecostal. And I'm going to use the book of Acts to define what it means to be truly Pentecostal. So this is my vision of what it means to be truly Pentecostal. Let me read this definition. This is my definition today.
Ça, c'est ma définition aujourd'hui.
I'm working on it.
Je travaille sur...
Tomorrow it may be a little different. A biblical definition of authentic Pentecostalism.
La définition biblique de la Pentecôte, c'est de cette manière que je fais la définition aujourd'hui.
Biblically defined, authentic Pentecostalism is a popular, last days, Spirit-empowered missionary movement.
La Bible définit le pentecôtisme authentique comme le mouvement missionnaire et populaire des derniers jours, investi de la puissance de l'Esprit.
Very packed definition.
C'est une définition, on va dire, synthétisée.
By this, I mean...
Parce que si je voulais dire...
Pentecostalism is a movement of the people.
Le pentecôtisme est un mouvement de personnes.
It is a popular movement. It is a movement of the people.
C'est un mouvement populaire, un mouvement d'hommes.
True Pentecostalism isn't just about big men doing big things.
Le véritable pentecôtisme, ce n'est pas seulement une affaire de grandes personnes faisant des grandes choses.
Now, God does raise up men to do certain things. We believe that.
Ce qui est sûr, c'est-à-dire que Dieu élève des hommes pour faire certaines choses.
But true Pentecostalism is when all of God's people are released to do His work.
Le vrai pentecôtisme, c'est lorsque tout le peuple de Dieu se met ensemble pour faire la volonté de Dieu.
True Pentecostalism.
Le véritable pentecôtisme.
Is not a denomination.
Ce n'est pas une dénomination.
It is a movement of the Spirit.
C'est un mouvement de l'Esprit de Dieu.
True Pentecostalism.
Le véritable pentecôtisme.
Is a last days movement.
C'est un mouvement des derniers jours.
It is a movement during the last days of time before Jesus comes again.
C'est un mouvement des derniers temps avant le retour de Jésus-Christ.
True Pentecostals live their lives with their eye on the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Les vrais pentecôtistes ont leurs yeux fixés vers le ciel.
And they're looking for Jesus to come again.
Attendant le retour de Jésus-Christ.
They anticipate a second coming of Jesus Christ.
De manière à anticiper la seconde venue du Christ.
True Pentecostals are missionary people.
Ce sont les véritables pentecôtistes, ce sont des vrais missionnaires.
They believe that God wants to save the nations.
Ils croient que Dieu veut sauver les nations.
True Pentecostals believe that God has given us His Spirit so we can take this gospel to the nations.
Ils croient que Dieu nous a donné l'Esprit afin d'amener ce message à travers les nations.
So this is what I want to do now.
Voici ce que je veux faire maintenant.
I want to talk about four things that define someone who is truly Pentecostal.
Je voudrais parler de quatre choses qui définissent quelqu'un qui est un pentecôtisme véritable ou authentique.
Four characteristics of true Pentecostalism.
Quatre caractéristiques qui définissent le véritable pentecôtiste.
Number one.
Premièrement.
To be truly Pentecostal.
Être vraiment un pentecôtiste.
Means that we proclaim the same message as did the apostles in the book of Acts.
Cela signifie que nous proclamons tant pour moi le même message comme l'a fait l'Église dans le livre des Actes des Apôtres.
Let me say that again.
Laissez-moi le dire une fois de plus.
To be truly Pentecostal.
Être un vrai pentecôtiste.
Means we proclaim the same message as did the church in the book of Acts.
Cela signifie que nous proclamons le même message proclamé par l'Église au temps de les Actes.
Pentecostals are people with a message.
Les pentecôtistes sont des hommes avec un message.
And I ask you a question.
Et je voudrais vous poser une question.
What is that message?
Quel est ce message?
And my answer is that the message of true Pentecostalism is Jesus Christ.
Et ma réponse est que le message de pentecôtiste est que
we is Jesus Christ.
Est Jésus Christ.
We preach Jesus.
Nous prêchons Jésus Christ.
Philip went down to Samaria and proclaimed Christ unto them.
Et Philippe était parti en Samarie pour proclamer Jésus-Christ.
To be truly Pentecostal means we proclaim Jesus Christ.
Être un vrai pentecôtiste, cela signifie que nous proclamons Jésus-Christ.
The Bible calls this preaching the gospel.
Et la Bible appelle cela prêcher l'évangile.
We as Pentecostals.
Nous, en tant que pentecôtistes,
we preach the gospel.
Nous prêchons l'évangile.
We preach that Jesus saves.
Nous prêchons que Jésus sauve.
Jesus heals.
Jésus guérit.
Jesus baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
Jésus baptise du Saint-Esprit.
Jesus is coming again.
Jésus vient tout.
This is the message of true Pentecostalism.
Ça, c'est le message du vrai pentecôtisme.
Let me beg you, Pastor.
Je voudrais vous supplier,
preach
Pastor.
Christ unto your people.
Prêchez Christ Jésus.
Tell them about Jesus Christ.
Parlez-leur de Jésus Christ.
Stop talking about all these other things.
Arrêtez de parler de toute autre chose.
We talk about too many things.
Nous parlons de beaucoup de choses.
We need to be talking about Jesus.
Nous avons besoin de parler de Jésus.
Tell them about Jesus' wonderful birth.
Nous parlons-leur de la naissance magnifique de Jésus.
Tell them about the angels that announced his birth.
Parlez-leur des anges qui ont annoncé cette naissance.
Tell them about how, as a child, he confounded the wise men.
Comment, en tant qu'enfant, voilà, il a pu parler avec des hommes sages au temple.
Tell them how he lived a holy life.
Parlez-leur de comment il a vécu une vie saine.
Tell them how Jesus blessed the little children.
Parlez-leur de comment Jésus a béni les enfants.
Tell them how he healed the sick.
Parlez-leur de comment il a guéri les malades.
Tell them how Jesus cast out demons.
Parlez-leur de comment il a chassé les démons.
Tell them how Jesus spoke words of life.
Parlez-leur comment Jésus a parlé des paroles de vie.
Tell them how Jesus died on the cross.
Parlez-leur de comment Jésus est mort à la croix.
Tell them how God raised him from the dead.
Parlez-leur de comment Dieu l'a ressuscité des morts.
Tell them how he ascended to the right hand of the Father.
Parlez-leur de comment il est assis à la droite du Père.
Tell them how he poured out the Holy Spirit.
Parlez-leur de comment il a envoyé, il a répandu le
Saint. Tell them that he is coming again.
Parlez-leur de comment il revient bientôt.
Tell them that if they will put their faith in him.
Parlez-leur de comment ils mettront leur foi en
And if they will repent of their sins,
et ainsi se repentiront de leur
Jesus will give them eternal life.
Et Jésus leur donnera la vie éternelle.
Philip went to Samaria and preached Christ.
Philippe est allé en Samarie et a prêché Jésus-Christ.
If you are truly Pentecostal, you are a preacher of Jesus Christ.
Si vous êtes réellement des pentecôtistes, alors vous
That is the message of Pentecostalism.
Et ça c'est le message.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
But so many times we preach so many other things.
Plusieurs fois nous avons prêché sur plusieurs sujets.
Let me tell you this, Pastor.
Laissez-moi vous dire ceci, Pasteur.
If you're preaching anything but Jesus Christ,
si vous prêchez toute chose en dehors de Christ,
I have a word from the Lord for you.
J'ai une parole du Seigneur pour vous.
Stop it.
Arrêtez cela.
Stop preaching these other things and start preaching Jesus Christ.
Arrêtez de prêcher tout autre sujet, mais commencez à prêcher Jésus-Christ.
That is the true message of Pentecostalism.
Et ça, c'est le vrai message du pentecôtisme.
If you want to be truly Pentecostal,
et si vous voulez être véritablement des pentecôtistes,
tell people about Jesus Christ.
Parlez aux hommes au sujet de
Jésus. And call them to faith in Him.
Et appelez-les à croire en Christ.
To put their faith in Him alone for salvation.
Et mettre leur foi en lui seul pour leur salut.
Don't preach about yourself.
Ne prêchez pas vous-même.
Don't tell them about your visions.
Ne leur parlez pas de votre vision.
And your power.
Et de votre puissance.
And your gifts.
Et de vos dons.
There's only one message that will get people from earth all the way to heaven.
Il n'y a qu'un seul message qui transportera les gens de la terre.
And that is the message of Jesus Christ.
Le message de Jésus Christ.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
Croyez en Jésus Christ et vous serez sauvés.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you what it means to be Pentecostal. Now I know we have a lot of friends who are in the Pentecostal movement.
Et je sais que nous avons beaucoup d'amis qui sont dans le mouvement pentecôtiste.
They're talking about all kinds of things.
Parlant de plusieurs autres sujets.
But our job is to preach Christ.
Mais notre travail, c'est
That's what we do in the Assemblies of God. We preach Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Secondly,
deuxièmement,
to be authentically Pentecostal,
être authentiquement pentecôtiste,
means we share the same mission with the church in the book of Acts.
Cela signifie que nous partageons la même mission que l'Église dans le livre des Actes des Apôtres.
We preach the same message,
nous prêchons le même message,
but we also share the same mission.
Mais aussi nous partageons la même mission.
And what was the mission of the church in the book of Acts?
Et quelle était la mission de l'Église dans le livre des Actes?
You find it in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Et vous le trouverez dans Actes 1, 8.
You will be my witnesses.
Vous serez mes témoins.
In Jerusalem.
À Jérusalem.
And in all Judea.
En Judée.
And in Samaria.
En Samarie.
And to the ends of the earth.
Jusqu'aux extrémités de la terre.
That is the mission of the Assemblies of God of Gabon.
Ça, c'est la mission des Assemblées de Dieu du Gabon.
The Assemblies of God of America.
L'Assemblée de Dieu des États-Unis.
The Assemblies of God of Nigeria, I just came from.
Des Assemblées de Dieu du Nigeria, où j'en reviens.
The Assemblies of God of Kenya, where I'm going after I leave here.
L'Assemblée de Dieu du Kenya, où je vais maintenant après ici.
That is our mission.
Telle est notre mission.
To be Christ's witnesses to the ends of the earth.
Les témoins de Jésus-Christ jusqu'aux extrémités de la terre.
Jesus said,
Jésus dit,
go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Allez partout dans le monde et prêchez la bonne nouvelle à toute la création.
Jesus said,
Jésus dit,
go and make disciples of all the nations.
Allez et faites des disciples dans toutes les nations.
Jesus said,
Jésus dit,
as the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
Comme le Père l'a envoyé, je vous envoie.
Jesus said,
Jésus dit,
repentance and forgiveness of sin must be preached in my name among all nations.
Jésus dit, la repentance et le pardon des péchés doivent être prêchés à toutes les nations en mon nom.
This was the mission of the New Testament church.
Ça, c'était la mission de l'Église du Nouveau Testament.
He said, you are to go and preach the gospel to all nations.
Il dit, vous devez aller et prêcher l'Évangile à toutes les nations.
And to be truly Pentecostal means we have the same mission.
Et être des Pentecôtistes au
it was the mission of the first Pentecostal church in the book of Acts.
C'était la mission de la première église pentecôtiste dans le livre des Actes.
And it is the mission of the true Pentecostal church in the 21st century.
Et c'est la mission de la véritable église pentecôtiste au 21e siècle.
Jesus said, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem.
Et Jésus dit, vous serez mes témoins à Jérusalem.
And in all Judea.
La Judée,
and Samaria,
en Samarie,
and to the ends of the earth.
Jusqu'aux extrémités.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Laissez-moi vous poser une question.
Does this mean,
est-ce que cela signifie que,
that we are all supposed to get an airplane,
que nous devons tous aller prendre un avion,
and go to Jerusalem?
Et aller à Jérusalem?
No. Because Jesus said, you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem.
Parce que Jésus a dit, vous serez mes témoins à Jérusalem.
Does that mean we all have to go to Jerusalem first?
Est-ce que ça signifie que nous devons tous aller à Jérusalem?
I have another question for you.
Et j'ai une autre question.
Where was Jesus when he told them they must first be his witnesses in Jerusalem?
Où était-il quand il a dit, vous devez être mes témoins premièrement à Jérusalem?
He was in Jerusalem.
Il était à Jérusalem.
Oh, just outside. He was just outside the gate.
Enfin, il était juste hors de Jérusalem.
If Jesus had been in Gabon,
et si Jésus dit que vous êtes au Gabon,
he said, you will be my witnesses in Libreville.
Il dit, vous serez mes témoins à Libreville.
And all of Gabon.
Et partout au Gabon.
And even to the unreached people in Gabon.
Et à les moins atteints au Gabon.
And to the ends of the earth.
Et jusqu'aux extrémités de la terre.
That is our mission.
Telle est notre mission.
We share the same mission.
Nous partageons la même mission.
We preach the same message.
Nous prêchons le même message.
As did the church in the book of Acts.
Comme l'Église dans les Actes.
Okay, number three.
Numéro trois.
To be truly Pentecostal.
Être véritablement pentecôtiste.
Means we embrace the same experiences as they had in the book of Acts.
Signifie nous recherchons la même expérience comme l'a fait l'Église dans le livre des Actes des Apôtres.
Pentecostals. We believe it more than just orthodox doctrine.
Nous croyons plus que simplement à la doctrine orthodoxe.
We are more than people with just doctrine.
Nous sommes des hommes qui sont plus que ceux qui n'ont que la doctrine.
Now we believe in doctrine.
Mais nous croyons la doctrine.
We believe in truth found in Scripture.
Nous croyons aux vérités fondamentales.
But we must have the same experiences we find in the book of Acts.
Mais nous devons avoir la même expérience que nous retrouvons dans le livre des Actes.
Now, what are some of those experiences?
Mais quelles sont ces expériences?
Well, in the book of Acts, number one,
mais dans le livre des Actes, premièrement,
people were dramatically, powerfully converted to Christ.
Les gens étaient authentiquement convertis en Christ.
People had a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ.
Ils avaient un changement radical de vie en Jésus.
You know, in the book of Acts,
vous savez, dans le livre des Actes,
they did not simply lead people in the sinner's prayer.
Et ils ne les ont pas seulement amenés à la conversion, appelés à faire la prière de repentance.
But more happened than that.
Mais il y a eu plus que cela.
People were born again.
Les gens étaient nés de nouveau.
They became new creatures in Christ.
Ils sont devenus des nouvelles créatures en Christ.
You remember when Jesus appeared unto Saul of Tarsus?
Vous vous souvenez quand il a apparu à Saul de Tarse?
You remember Saul asked Jesus two questions?
Vous vous souvenez que Saul avait posé deux questions à Jésus?
First he said, "Who art thou, Lord?"
Qui es-tu, Seigneur?
And Jesus said, "I am the Christ whom you're persecuting."
Je suis le Christ que tu persécutes.
And you remember the second question he asked? What do you want me to do, Lord?
Que veux-tu que je fasse, Seigneur?
And Jesus said, "I have a job for you to do."
Jésus a dit, j'ai un travail pour toi à faire.
So becoming a Christian is more than just praying a sinner's prayer.
Devenir chrétien, c'est plus que faire la prière.
It is signing up for God's army to do God's work until Jesus comes again.
S'engager dans l'armée de Dieu et faire la mission de Dieu.
And Paul became a new person in Christ.
Et Paul est devenu une nouvelle personne en Christ.
The man who was persecuting the church began promoting the church.
Et la personne qui persécutait l'église est devenue celui qui faisait la promotion de l'église.
And so that's the first experience we believe.
Et ça, c'est la première expérience à laquelle nous croyons.
People must be born again.
Les hommes doivent naître de nouveau.
Another experience.
Une autre expérience.
We believe in signs and wonders and miracles.
Nous croyons aussi aux miracles. Et aux signes, aux miracles.
We believe in the miraculous.
Nous croyons au miracle.
We believe God heals the sick just like he did in the book of Acts.
Nous croyons que Dieu guérit les malades comme il l'a fait dans le livre des Actes.
We believe by the power of the Spirit and in the name of Jesus we can cast out demons just like in the book of Acts.
Puissance du Saint-Esprit et au nom de Jésus nous pouvons chasser les démons comme cela s'est fait dans le livre des Actes.
In the book of Acts angels appeared unto them and helped them fulfill the mission.
Et il y a eu des anges qui ont apparu dans le livre des Actes et les ont aidés à accomplir la mission.
We believe angels can appear to us too.
Et nous croyons que les anges peuvent nous apparaître aussi.
We believe in these things.
Et nous croyons ces choses.
We believe that, but you know, in the book of Acts, every time an angel appeared, he directed people to do the mission of Christ.
Et à chaque fois dans le livre des Actes, nous voyons quand les anges apparaissaient, c'était pour donner des directives, pour diriger les hommes dans la mission de Dieu.
People had these experiences with Christ.
Et les hommes avaient ces expériences avec Christ.
But the experience that we believe in that defines us most as Pentecostals.
Et l'expérience que nous croyons, c'est celle qui nous définit davantage comme Pentecôte.
That is in the book of Acts.
Et qui est dans le livre des Actes.
Is an experience called the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Et une expérience appelée le baptême dans le Saint-Esprit.
This is an experience that is emphasized again and again in the book of Acts.
Et c'est une expérience dont on met l'accent particulièrement plusieurs fois dans le livre des Actes.
On the day of Pentecost.
Le jour de la Pentecôte,
they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues.
Le Saint-Esprit commençait à parler en langue.
As the Spirit enabled them.
Et comme l'Esprit leur permettait.
Acts chapter 4 verse 31. After they had prayed,
après avoir prié,
the place where they were gathered together was shaken.
L'endroit où ils étaient avait tremblé.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ils étaient tous remplis du Saint-Esprit.
And spoke the word of God with boldness.
Et ils ont parlé la parole de Dieu avec hardiesse.
Acts chapter 8 around verse 17.
Acts 8:17.
The Bible says,
la Bible dit,
as the apostles were laying hands on them,
pendant que les apôtres imposaient les mains,
they were receiving the Holy Spirit.
Ils recevaient le Saint-Esprit.
Acts chapter 9.
Acte 9.
Saul of Tarsus.
Saul de Tarse.
Ananias lays hands on him.
Ananias avait posé la main sur lui.
He receives the Holy Spirit.
Il a reçu le Saint-Esprit.
Acts chapter 10.
Acte 10.
Verse number 44.
44.
While Peter was still preaching,
pendant que Pierre prêchait,
the Holy Spirit fell on those who heard the word.
Et le Saint-Esprit est descendu sur ceux qui entendaient.
And the Jews were amazed.
Et les Juifs étaient surpris.
Because they heard them speaking in tongues and magnifying God.
Ils entendaient parler dans leur langue maternelle.
Acts chapter 19.
Acte 19.
Verse number 6.
Verset 6.
When Paul laid his hands upon them,
Quand Paul avait posé les...
The Holy Spirit came upon them.
Et le Saint-Esprit est descendu sur eux.
And they were all filled with the Spirit.
Ils furent tous remplis du Saint-Esprit.
And spoke in tongues and prophesied.
Et ils avaient parlé en langue et se mirent à prophétiser.
We as Pentecostals believe in this experience.
Nous, en tant que pentecôtistes, nous croyons cette expérience.
We believe it is an experience for every Christian.
Et nous le croyons pour chaque chrétien.
We believe that every Christian who is filled with the Spirit will speak in tongues.
Nous croyons que chaque chrétien qui est rempli du Saint-Esprit parle en langue.
But we believe in more than that.
Et nous croyons plus que ça.
We believe that same Christian will receive power to be a witness for Jesus Christ.
Et nous croyons que ces chrétiens recevront la puissance pour être des témoins de Christ Jésus.
And then that Christian can become active in reaching the lost and planting churches.
Et nous croyons que ces chrétiens deviendront actifs pour gagner les non-atteints.
That's what we believe as Pentecostals.
Et voici à quoi nous, que Pentecostals.
We embrace the same experiences as did the church in the book of Acts.
Nous recherchons la même expérience comme l'Église dans le livre des Actes.
And finally,
et finalement,
to be truly Pentecostal,
être réellement Pentecôtiste,
means we use the same methods, do ministry in the same way as they did in the book of Acts.
Nous exerçons le ministère de la même manière que ceux de la première Église.
What methods did they use in the book of Acts?
Quelles méthodes qu'ils ont utilisées dans le livre des Actes?
Number one.
Premièrement,
they preached the gospel with power and anointing.
Ils ont prêché la onction.
They didn't just preach the gospel.
Ils n'ont pas seulement prêché.
They preached the gospel with the presence and power of God on their lives.
Ils ont prêché l'évangile avec la présence et la puissance de Dieu.
If you're truly Pentecostal, that's the way you do it.
Et si vous êtes authentiquement pentecôtiste, c'est de cette manière.
And if we're going to do that, we must pray and remain full of the Holy Spirit.
Et pour le faire, nous devons prier et demeurer remplis du Saint-Esprit.
God doesn't anoint you just because you are an Assemblies of God pastor.
Et Dieu ne vous remplit pas du Saint, ne vous revêt pas du Saint-Esprit parce que vous êtes simplement des pasteurs assemblés de Dieu.
He anoints you because you pray and seek His face and remain full of the Holy Spirit.
Il vous revêt de la puissance pour prier et rechercher sa face.
That was one method.
Ça, c'est une
Another method they used.
Une autre méthode qu'ils vont
utiliser. Was signs, wonders, and miracles followed their ministries.
Ce sont les miracles et les signes qui accompagnaient leur ministère.
They prayed for the sick and the sick were healed.
Ils priaient pour les malades et les malades étaient guéris.
Another method they used.
Une autre méthode qu'ils utilisaient.
When they encountered demons.
Et quand ils chassaient les démons.
When they encountered the devil.
Et les mauvais esprits.
They challenged him and cast him out in the name of Jesus.
Et ils les chassaient au nom de Jésus.
These are methods that we use as Pentecostals.
Et ça sont les méthodes que nous utilisons en tant que pentecôtistes.
This is what we do.
Voilà ce que nous faisons.
This is what makes us Pentecostal.
Voilà ce qui fait de nous des Pentecôtistes.
Another method they used.
Une autre méthode qu'ils utilisent.
Is they planted churches that were full of the Holy Spirit.
Et ils ont implanté des églises remplies du Saint-Esprit.
And churches that planted other churches.
Et ces églises ont implanté d'autres églises.
We're going to talk later in this seminar about how to plant churches that will plant other churches.
Et plus tard dans ce séminaire, nous parlerons de comment implanter des églises qui implanteront d'autres églises.
Churches that will multiply themselves.
Des églises qui vont se multiplier.
That's what they did.
Voilà ce qu'ils ont fait.
They mobilized the people and sent them out to plant churches.
Ils ont mobilisé les hommes, les ont sensibilisés pour implanter des églises.
The apostles would get people together.
Et les apôtres rassemblaient les gens.
And they would get them full of the Holy Spirit.
Ils vont les remplir du Saint-Esprit.
And they would train them.
Ils vont les former
and send them out to plant churches.
Et les renverront pour implanter les églises.
This is what Jesus did with his disciples.
Voilà ce que Jésus a fait avec ses disciples.
That's what Jesus did with his disciples.
Voilà ce qu'il a fait avec ses disciples.
The 12 who became apostles.
Les 12 qui sont devenus des apôtres.
Jesus called them.
Jésus les avait appelés.
Jesus trained them.
Il les avait formés.
Jesus filled them with the Spirit.
Il les a remplis du Saint-Esprit.
And then Jesus sent them out to plant his church. And we are to do the same thing.
Et nous devons faire la même chose.
That's why I say you are no longer a pastor. You are now a missionary pastor.
Désormais des pasteurs missionnaires.
Your job is not just to take care of people.
Votre travail n'est pas seulement de prendre soin des
Your
gens.
Job is to get those people full of the Holy Spirit.
Votre travail est d'amener ces hommes à être remplis du Saint-Esprit.
Train them.
Les former.
And then use them to go out and plant other churches.
Et utiliser en les envoyant pour implanter d'autres églises.
That's the methods they used in the book of Acts.
Voilà les méthodes qu'ils ont utilisées dans le livre des Actes.
And that's what it means to be truly Pentecostal.
Voilà ce que signifie être réellement des pentecôtistes.
Okay, same message.
Le même message.
Same mission,
la même mission,
la même mission.
Same experiences,
les mêmes expériences.
Same methods,
les mêmes méthodes.
Let's all stand together. Hallelujah, and let's pray.
Et prions le Seigneur.
Ask God to make you a true Pentecostal preacher.
Demandez à Dieu de faire de vous un véritable prédicateur pentecôtiste.
And I will pray that God will make me the same.
Et je prierai que Dieu fasse de moi la même chose.
Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you. Oh God, make us authentic Pentecostals. I pray for the Gabon Assemblies of God. Just as we pray for all of the other assemblies of God in Africa, make us the church that you intend for us to be. It is the last days, Jesus. You're coming again. We don't have much time. We pray that we become all that we should be during these last days before your soon coming. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.